Dead Doves, Please Eat. Written by Westy C and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Content note, please be advised this story contains a fairly blunt description of the butchering of game birds. In other words, this is exactly what it says on the tin. He really hates doing this. He hates everything about this wind indoctrination, of course. The endless recitations, the insulting chores, Wen Chao's whole everything. Jiao Jiao. He hated giving up his saber, because for all he doesn't like to train with it, he is still a Nie, and having his saber in the hands of the Wen feels dangerous and personal in a way he's been trying not to think about. They haven't been feeding them, though, is the latest thing. Not nearly enough for the amount of walking they're doing on this godforsaken power trip of a night hunt, and everyone is starting to get grouchy about it. Well, Jiang Wanyin is always grouchy, of course, and Wei Wuxian has been a little wild around the edges since the night he spent in the dungeons, but even Lan Wangji, trying to be as graceful and taciturn as ever on a broken leg, is looking a little pinched and bedraggled. So Nie Huai Song feels it's worth it, even if he really does hate doing this. He has been hearing the dove calls and catching sight of their plump bodies pecking around in the underbrush since they left the city, so he knows there are plenty, but he loves birds, the way they preen and fluff themselves up, and the silly way they bob their heads as they walk. He had spent weeks trying to imitate that particular bouncing gait when he was younger, just to see if it would make Da Ge laugh during that first awful year he'd been sect leader Nie. It had. He loves the sheen the light gives their feathers, the way the parents feed their ugly, naked, squawking young from their own bodies until they're ready to be shoved out of the nest and made to fly, the low sounds they make and the fluttering of their wings. They're fascinating creatures. He didn't teach himself to be still and move quietly and wait for exactly the right moment to catch them alive and unharmed just for the sake of eating them, but he doesn't have much to make a trap with, and they certainly aren't allowed any bows. So, catch it, hold it upside down, soothe it a bit so the muscles relax, then a quick slice across the neck with his small, sharp knife, wait for the blood to drain out and the body to stop twitching. He might hate doing this, but he does know how, so the motions come easily. The Nie were butchers, after all. Here's the part he hates the most, plucking out those beautiful feathers, the rich tan and glossy black that make a pattern almost like dragon scales over their wings, the little black and white stripes they wear around their collars, the sleek, smooth shape of properly preened plumage, all fluffed up the wrong way and then yanked out with no dignity whatsoever. Nie Huai Song loves beautiful things, and plucking game birds is an exercise in destroying something beautiful, after which it's an exercise in picking off tiny bits of fluffy down that hide in the crevices and don't want to come out, and that's just annoying. Birds plucked, he makes his way towards the stream to gut and clean them. Chop chop on either end, and this part is so much easier with a larger blade, but he makes do. Not that he'd ever use his saber for this, of course not. Da Ge would kill him if he used his spiritual weapon for anything so base. A quick swipe of a slender finger to scoop out the guts. He knows the cooks back home would shake their heads at the waste of the hearts and the gizzards, but it's getting late, and he's tired, and he's squatting over a stream in the woods in fucking Qishan because he's a hostage and he's hungry, so to hell with it. He hates doing this anyway. He gives the birds one more rinse, then heads back towards where he left his friends, keeping an eye on the underbrush for anything interesting. He has three plump doves dressed and stuffed with aromatic wild greens in his hand, plus a pocketful of eggs, when he walks back to where the others have made camp. He grabs his fan from his belt and pastes on a smile as he approaches. "Who wants to eat something besides plain rice tonight, esteemed cultivators?" Their wound guards are, thankfully, too interested in snubbing them and enjoying their own, much more substantial meal to come investigate the far end of the campsite, so no one disturbs them as Nie Huai Song skewers the birds and roasts them over the fire. He carefully pokes holes in the eggshells and buries them in hot ashes. His stomach is growling by the time the birds are ready, the skin golden brown and crispy. One of the others prepares their meager rice allotment, and he tears apart the piping hot birds, adding a portion to each bowl. It's a small amount, the doves are not large, but the smiles on the faces of his friends and fellow sufferers is worth it. Lan Wangji, sitting a little ways off from the others, with his injured leg stuck out in an unusually undignified position, gives him the softest look he's seen from the second jade since they were children when he brings over a bowl with the roasted eggs nestled on top. "Don't look so surprised," he says, though really he's just guessing that's what that expression is for. "I know you Lans don't eat meat." Lan Wangji thanks him far too seriously, so he gives a little bow before turning back to the rest of the group. "If you've eaten everything already, I'm going to be very cross with you all," he threatens. Wei Wuxian laughs and scrambles up to give him a deep bow, holding out a full bowl as though presenting a gift to a patron. "Of course not, Nie Xiong. These lowly ones would not dare deprive our mighty hunter." Jiang Wenyin rolls his eyes at his Shu Xiong's antics, but scoots over to make a place for him to sit. Nie Huaisheng chuckles as he takes up his chopsticks and joins the loose circle of disciples, all of them looking livelier and more relaxed than they have in weeks. "See that you remember your gratitude if we ever actually find this monster, Wei Xiong," he teases back. "I expect you to protect me from anything bigger than these turtle doves." Of course, then he does, and it takes years before Nie Huaisheng can bring himself to enjoy a roasted dove again. The end. Thank you for listening, and happy Halloween.